News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Irish UNIFIL troops may have to go into bunkers for short periods if instability in the region increases. And that comes after the deaths of a number of peacekeepers in the region. With us is Commandant Alex Quigley of the Irish Defence Forces. Commandant Quigley, before we get into the discussion of the Irish situation, the peacekeepers who lost their lives, they are obviously peers and colleagues of the Irish forces there. That must be shocking and disappointing for the troops there to see.
Yeah, and on behalf of the Irish Defence Forces, can I just first extend our sympathies to the families of the three Indonesian peacekeepers who were killed in the service of peace. And our thoughts now are with the injured peacekeepers who are recovering at this time.
Now, as to the situation in terms of the increased risk, because regardless of whatever you do to mitigate that risk, there is undoubtedly an increased risk to peacekeepers in the region. How significant is it?
Well, I would say that that's what we train and prepare for when we go overseas. So our personnel in the 127th Infantry Battalion have conducted about 3 months of training mission readiness exercises. So despite the increased volatility that is in the region, we are prepared for it. Our force protection measures allow us to operate in that environment.
To what extent have the parameters and objectives of the mission changed in express terms? Because the original mission was to support and foster an armed standoff, to establish peace in as much as it was possible. That presumably has gone out of the window now that it is a full-blown war zone.
So Security Council Resolution 1701, which is the mandate, would dictate support to the Lebanese Armed Forces as well as monitoring the cessation of hostilities. So in a period...
But that cessation is no longer there.
Exactly. So in a period of hostility like this, our job is to observe, monitor and report back on these violations to our Sector West headquarters and on to UNIFIL. And that in turn then is acts as the eyes and ears for the global community, the international community, to know what is happening.
Now, I realise that it is not for a serving Defence Forces member to decide the overarching policy, but what is the system in place to analyse whether or not that is still worth the risk? Because whatever about putting lives in danger to protect peace, once it becomes putting lives in even more danger to act as observers, I assume somebody begins to ask the question, is this the correct deployment for these troops?
Well, absolutely. And that's why we are there as the military. You know, no other organization could be in a situation like this. So we're there during this period of volatility to monitor and observe that. It would be for the United Nations to make any wider decisions on the deployment. But from an operational level, our Defence Forces headquarters would be monitoring the situation and providing updates to the battalion on the ground.
What are the rules of engagement for the Irish Defence Forces and the wider UNIFIL deployment? Because they are now, I assume, much more likely to come into contact with actively belligerent troops from either the Israeli Defence Forces or from Hezbollah. To what extent do they engage or not?
It would be the right to self-defence would trigger that. Ultimately, we are there as observers and to monitor the situation. But if we need to defend ourselves, defend the lives of our comrades, then we can engage in force, yes.
And as you look then at what tends to happen sort of militarily in the area, do the areas where there are significant concentrations of UN peacekeepers, do they tend to get bypassed by the combatants?
I wouldn't say so. The Blue Line has a number of posts along the entirety of it and then in depth behind it up to the Litani River. So the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon has posts across the entire region, and we patrol across the entire region.
What about any role then in respect of support of the civilian population? Because there would have been during the tense peace, there would have been a role for the Defence Forces in establishing or at least fostering some kind of law and order, but also supplying medical first aid help, that kind of thing, to the local civilians. Does that still happen now?
Yeah, so that still continues. So the battalion commander, Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lennon, would maintain a close contact with the local leaders. And you would see on the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon's social media pages, they conduct resupplies and medical aid to the population as it's required.
And to what extent is there direct contact, if at all, with the Israeli Defence Forces? Because I know that that relationship has not always been rosy in the garden.
There would be a liaison officer and a group that would be in charge of that kind of liaison at a much higher level, yes.
And what's the prediction in respect of the likely increase or decrease in the conflict? Because we see today Donald Trump saying that the US intends to end their action in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Have you got a capacity to predict or to analyse the likely intent of the Israelis in relation to how long more this is going to go on?
Yeah, so the Irish Military Intelligence Service would be aware and providing situational awareness to the battalion on the ground. But ultimately, the battalion is focused on its objectives. There is a lot of rhetoric, a lot of noise, but our battalion is focused on their objectives.
Lastly, to what degree have are the men and women in the Defence Forces able to stay in touch with family and friends at home? Because I know there must be concerns among those family and friends for their safety and well-being. Are they able to have regular contact?
Yes, it is a concerning time, absolutely. So our personnel out there have access to Wi-Fi, so when they're not on duty, they can talk to their family at home and provide a little bit of reassurance and let them know that the morale is high, that they're doing their job and they're where they need to be.
Commandant Quigley, thank you very much. That is Commandant Alex Quigley, who is Defence Forces Press Officer. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.